Thank you, Neville. Now we get back to the news.
The pressure on how Norfolk's increasingly elderly population will be cared for in years to come will be laid bare when county councillors are told the current system of funding is unsustainable. Council tax bills will soon start arriving through people's letterboxes, which include a 3% precept to pay for adult social care. But that extra money will barely address the growing demand on services in the county. Norfolk County Council spends £1 million a day on adult social care, and demand is growing. The number of over 65s in the county has gone up by nearly a third, from 209,700 in 2015 to a predicted 274,800 in 2030, with the over 85 population due to rise by 77% over the same period. Evidence indicates that the current supply of beds in care homes for Norwich and for Norfolk is estimated to be 9,921, around 660 beds fewer than the current identified need. If current trends continue and the proportion of people living in care homes remains static, the estimated need in Norfolk by 2036 will be 17,949 beds, 8,028 more beds than the current supply. Norfolk County Council is looking to reduce the demand on residential care by finding ways to keep people independent and in their own homes. But James Bullion, Director of Adult Social Services, will tell councillors that the pressures of rising demand, growing costs and reduced funding means the current funding model for adult social care is not sustainable in the long term. By 2019 and 2020, the government grant for councils will have stopped, and we will be relying on local rates and local taxes to pay for adult social care. And I think the Green Paper needs to address whether that's fair when the NHS is funded.
A Norwich shopping centre has opened a new purpose-built toilet and changing room for those who cannot use standard accessible toilets. Chapelfield opened the room to help people with profound and multi-learning disabilities, as well as people with other complex needs. Sheridan Smith, marketing manager at Chapelfield, said there are currently fewer than 1,000 changing places facilities across the UK. We've listened to the customers who have requested that we install a changing places facility. We've been working with the Changing Places Consortium and our building services team to secure the right location and are delighted that it's now ready for our customers to use. The new facility includes a height-adjustable changing bench and a ceiling-mounted clip hoist that users attach to their own sling. The room has been fitted to the Changing Places Gold Standard as a fully automated, height-adjustable wash basin and mirror, a privacy screen and a non-slip floor.
A Norwich restaurant is set to close as its parent company launches a restructure amid tough conditions for the industry. Italian chain Prezzo has revealed it's closing its eatery in Thorpe Road as part of a company voluntary arrangement, CVA, a method which is used to reduce the debts of a struggling company.
A coastal village in Norfolk has been named on the list of the 15 most in-demand holiday locations in the UK for 2018. Holidaylettings.co.uk, a TripAdvisor company, said research had shown that Hemsby near Great Yarmouth was in major demand for holiday rentals this year. The company said the research was based on traveller interest. The Holiday Lettings blog described Hemsby as a beautiful small village, perfect for families and couples alike. Readers who took part in the research suggested some of Hemsby's greatest attractions were its location to Great Yarmouth, miles of sandy beaches, and plenty of family-friendly attractions. Hemsby was last year named the site for a new 10 million holiday superpark to be developed by Stalham-based Richardson's. The new development will feature 5 luxury lodges, 230 gold and silver standard caravans, 19 gold bungalows, 25 gold apartments, and 117 basic chalets. Attractions will include a new sports bar, restaurant, leisure complex and swimming pool, while activities will include archery, fencing, cycling, zorbing, sea scooters, snorkeling, football, tennis and basketball. Hemsby Parish Council Vice Chairman Mike Peake welcomed the news. He said, "We have a lot of attractions for people of all ages, which is one of the reasons we're so popular. Hemsby has great beaches. It's easy to get to Great Yarmouth if needed, and we have a lot of seals in the area during breeding time."
A beer created by a South Norfolk brewery has been named the best in the region. The draft porter beer Slate, created by the Grain Brewery in Aldborough, has been named overall gold champion beer of East Anglia 2018 by Camra, the campaign for real ale. The silver award was handed to Colchester Brewery for its speciality Brazilian coffee and vanilla porter, while Green Jack of Lowestoft scooped bronze for its Ripper Triple draft barley wine. The trio will go forward for consideration in the national round of the Camra contest. Paul Morehouse, one of the Camra volunteers who organised the region's awards, said, "I'm delighted that Grain Brewery has won the overall gold medal for its Slate Porter. Porters and other dark beers are increasingly popular these days, and this beer is a delight." Camra described the beer as coffee, caramel and plum on the nose.